The official languages of the meeting of the parties shall be English, French, and Russian. And Rule 48, statements made in an official language of the meeting shall be interpreted into the other official languages. Formally speaking, the UN Interpretation Service provides the interpretation to comply with the Rule 48. So it will be difficult to continue unless we translate ourselves the parts of the meeting, which might not be satisfactory to all the delegations, which there is no direct objection against such consequential translation in the rules. It just says that there should be a translation, but not that there should be the simultaneous one. We could continue in principle with the consequential translation. However, in this atmosphere, I think that we will have a difficulty in proving that we are translating in a correct order if there is such an objection. So there will be plenty of formal reasons for the delegations to tell us that we are not complying with the procedures. That's the fact now. So I think we cannot, in this setting, continue the meeting, complying with all the practical and formal rules of procedure. That's a very sad fact, but you see what is going on in this meeting. If you permit, I would also, and it's not the opinion of mine, I would just refer you to, again, the rules of procedures to decide what will be next in such a situation. And maybe, again, Rule 33 can be our guide in what can come next.
Yes, please. Madam Chair, I believe all of us understand that in this